it underway. Okay, well, welcome everyone tonight to the Purium Health Products Wednesday Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy, and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium Health Products, and we also have with us the other owner and founder, David Sandoval, on the line tonight. Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking time, and thank everyone for taking time out of their busy end-of-year schedules. I know everyone's kind of frantic getting ready for last-minute holiday preparations and the new year, and you know, it's just a really busy, exciting time for everyone in their personal lives, and then also in our business life here at Purium. There's been some really awesome happenings around the plant and the facility over the last couple days and couple weeks, and we've got some really great and exciting plans for moving forward into the next year. So we wanted to just talk a little bit about those couple things tonight and just let everyone get updated on what's going on here with Purium from the Dave and Amy perspective.
Yeah, and remember that tonight isn't a night that we're talking about the business side of things. Tonight we're talking about the product side of things. And tonight, Amy and I, you know, we're really, really encouraged because we just had a big group of people up in Canada who have completed a 40-day fast. We're like talking like 40 people for 40 days on our Purium, you know, on our Purium fast. And then we had some visitors from out of town who came down, and they spent some time visiting the Purium facilities, and one of them decided to go on a fast. Another one was already in the middle of a fast and just had amazing, tremendous results as far as weight loss go. I think that I'm not exaggerating, to 2 pounds a day, I believe, that they were experiencing.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal, phenomenal stuff is coming in. The call center is getting calls and emails every day, and we've got people that have been on our program for 40 days, as you mentioned, doing awesome, and we've got people that have been on the program 4 or 5 days that are so enthused and so excited about what's starting to happen, you know, to their bodies and how they feel. You know, they actually can see themselves transforming, you know, right in front of the mirror. And it's just, it's so exciting to be on, you know, the other end of the phone or the other end of the email reading these stories that are coming in. So it honestly, it's an amazing Christmas present. It's an amazing present for Dave and I to get these stories, because sometimes it's not all about fun. You know, we are, it's a business that we're running too, and that gets a little bit stressful. But when we get those stories, when we get those testimonials, and we see, you know, what a difference that we're making
the
in people's lives.
The pictures that people send
exactly.
us, you know. And here's the crazy part. Usually, you know, Amy and I are used to masses of people doing, you know, our fast and our cleanse at the beginning of the year, you know, starting in January, even in February, you know. We're used to people doing it in preparation for bathing suit season in March, you know. And that's sort of, I would say January, February, March, it's sort of our fasting cleansing season at Purium, if you want to call it that, you know. And so, but it's crazy is this year, it seems to have started early, you know. It's sort of like, you know, remember Christmas shopping used to start 2 weeks before Christmas, and then it started happening at Thanksgiving. Well,
right.
You know, it seems like people are not waiting any longer for New Year's to sort of, you know, they're saying instead of going through that season, I call it the season that starts with Halloween if you have kids,
right.
When your kids bring home buckets of calories and unhealthy
candy.
Stuff, and then it continues all the way through New Year, right? And that's almost, you know, 25% of the year. And so,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so it's so cool that people are, you know, putting a stake in the ground. And I'm not going to just write off this, you know, period between whether it be Halloween and New Year's or Thanksgiving and New Year's to just let myself go.
Now, we've got some background noise, Amy. I don't think it's me.
Right. You're absolutely right. Let me... You know,
you
I put it... I think we locked it all out there. I apologize. When I first came on, I told everybody, we've got a new system that I'm just learning here, so I apologize for that. But, I think it's so inspiring that people are just not letting, you know, the status quo be the status quo, you know, and that they're saying, hey, I'm going to take a stand for my health during this time of so much temptation and, you know, during this time where there's candy and cookies and, you know, everything. Just being delivered and made and here and there and Christmas parties and school parties and, you know, everything. There's just sugar and flour and everything all around. So I'm very inspired and very proud of those that are taking that ground and taking control of their health right now during this time of year.
Yeah, and what's most exciting is that, you know, I have a saying, and I know you guys hear me say it a lot, that you have to see it before you could believe it. And you have to believe it before you could achieve it. And every single person who does the fast, the cleanse for 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, 21 days, 40 days. We had a gentleman do it for 66 days. We had another gentleman do it originally for 110 days, and he came back and did it for 200 days a year later.
Wow.
That means that in 1 year, he fasted 1 year. I mean, over 2 years, he
fasted almost
the equivalent
of a year.
Wow. That's
pretty
amazing. And that's amazing. And he was 80 years old.
Exactly. And what I find so amazing is that these products, this program that we've put together, you know, how simple it is and how satiated people are. I mean, because you must be feeling really good and really satiated if you can go 40 days, 66 days, 200 days. And so I kind of want to talk about the flip side or the controversy of feeling so satiated and feeling so great and ask you to tell a little bit of a story how you kind of first dabbled in fasting so many years ago and how it was completely opposite of what we're teaching people and what people are experiencing right now.
Well, it all started with a great epiphany. And the great epiphany came when I asked myself and I asked audiences of people, how many people eat dinner and you still feel hungry? Your stomach feels full, but your mind doesn't feel satisfied. And every hand in the room goes up.
Exactly.
And then I realized that the food I was eating, small amounts of food, were making me feel completely satisfied. And I knew that I had found something really profound. I had found that you have a mechanism within your body that's asking for A, B, and C. And in food, A through Z exists, and your body doesn't need, your body only needs A, B, and C. And so what's happened is we're eating things that had a lot of D through Z, but not a lot of A, B, C. And so we were getting filled up on D through Z, but we were never being satisfied with A, B, C. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And so no matter how much D through Z we ate, our mind still said, but wait, we didn't get A, B, C. And so it demanded more food because all the body knows is that if you eat food, you get A through Z, hopefully a lot of A, B, C, and a lot less D through Z. But unfortunately, what we did to food today is not only have a lot of D through Z, we added a bunch of other things that we can't pronounce. And so what happened was we were over-consuming food but under-consuming nutrients. And so long as we under-consume nutrients, our cells remained hungry, regardless of how much food we had consumed. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We had an overfed, undernourished society. Now, we all know that when you have a lot of waste that you need to get rid of and you can't, that it leads to congestion and, you know, and that's bad for anything. It's bad for our body. And when you have super clean fuel and you have very little waste, that's really good for any system. It's really good for our body. You know, if you have water running through your drain, it flows nicely. If you have hair and grease running through your drain, it gets clogged.
It's stopping up and backing up, yeah.
Correct. And so this is a simple concept, but what I realized is what was missing was the cellular satisfaction. And so I began to experiment with different ways of eating. And I did the vegetarian thing, and that was cool. But I still didn't feel as though I was really healthy. So I went to a vegan thing, and I felt a lot better without all the dairy and, you know, and the milk and the eggs, and it definitely felt better. And then from vegan, I went to raw food vegan, and that was hard. Vegan was hard, but raw food vegan was really hard.
Well,
but I realized that I could get by on, you know, a lot of, my food had a lot of bulk, no doubt, but it had very few calories. And I thought, that's really amazing. And so then I finally decided that I would take it to the ultimate. I went from vegan to fruitarian. And a fruitarian only eats foods that are from fruit-bearing plants. For example, almonds, tomatoes, and avocados are some of the unusual fruits that we are not familiar with, but all fruits are allowed to be eaten. And then from there I went breatharian, where I decided I would live on wheatgrass, sunshine, and air.
And how
and
was
I
that?
Did.
Describe how you felt when you were in that phase of your life.
Well, you know the answer, so you think it's funny. But I felt so ridiculously arrogant and superior. And I looked at people that had to eat, and I looked at people that had to sleep, and I would laugh at them, you know. You know, you weak, poor little things. You know, it was really a terrible arrogance. And no one saw it. I thought these things in my head to everybody else. I just tried to get them to understand that they were overeating and that they didn't have to. And look at me as an example. I'm living on air and I'm alive after weeks and months and a year. And so it was really an unusual existence. But what I learned was, A, that I didn't have to do that. That was the number one lesson. But the number two lesson I learned was that I had broken my addiction to food, and I was now in control of my body again. And I could now eat what I wanted, when I wanted, as I wanted, and no longer because I had to. And so I began to share with people these super low-calorie, super high nutrient foods, these concentrated, amazing superfoods. And this was the inspiration for the modern day version, what I call anabolic fasting, the ability to survive on a super low calorie diet, a SLCD, a super low calorie diet. And the all of the science shows that the only way to achieve maximum longevity is with a super low calorie diet. And we're blessed because most of these super low calorie foods are very nutrient dense. Green leaves, fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains, beans, legumes, These are the lowest calorie foods on the planet. They're also the most nutrient dense. And so it's a beautiful flux. And when you, and when you bring into that, the superfood realm, you know, things like wheatgrass and activated barley and spirulina and rice solubles and the master amino acid complex. Now we're taking it to a whole nother level. We're taking it to a scientific level. We're taking it to a almost a mastering the art of eating level, because we've literally provided the body with all of the core nutrient groups, the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the super slow-burning carbohydrates, the highly efficient pre-digested protein, the energy that comes from the glycogen of spirulina and the simple sugars of carrot juice, combined to fuel your cells literally at the optimal level. And when your body is surviving, and when you finally let go, what is it, Amy, after day three, that you finally let go and you realize you don't have to hold on to that rope any longer, that you could let go of that addiction to food and realize that your cells have been satisfied even if your mouth has not.
Exactly, exactly. And then you were able to, you know, play this out in a slightly modified version, but play this out with your friend Manny Tiny Yarbrough, who...
Oh, the Manny version.
The Manny version of this, and this was a man who weighed over 600 pounds, and, you know, obviously...
Over 860 pounds.
That's right. I forgot. I mean, he was almost a 1,000-pound man.
Yep.
And so, obviously, you know, he would sit there and talk about how he would eat 2 dozen eggs for breakfast. I mean, it was just like,
yes,
you know, incredible. And so you were able to work with him on a modified version. And, I mean, you can imagine if you get to 800-something pounds, you obviously have issues with food, you know.
And, a loaf of bread and 3 chickens for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. And so you and your friend Eric, and you were able to devise a program to break his addiction to food. And although it wasn't the same type of fasting exactly that you were talking about, it was a modified version, I believe, like an every other day.
It was an alternating day fast, Amy. What we did, and I think you probably remember but just don't know all the details, is one day he was on a very strict fast, just like the one that we're, you know, that we're proposing that people do today. The only difference is every other day he could eat all he wanted of two foods. One was boiled cabbage with onions and garlic and carrots, and, you know, some seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a 12-bean vegetarian stew, where we just literally got every type of fresh bean we could find, you know, soaked them, boiled them, seasoned them, and so he could have all he wanted. And the funny thing was, over the course of weeks, because this went on for 5 months, he lost an average of 2.2 pounds a day. That's a kilo each and every day.
Wow.
For 5 months. And remember, that's whether he ate or whether he didn't. Because all of that food had almost zero calories and tons of fiber. So it actually helped pull fat out of his body because he was so large. So a modified fast was better for him, because it kept his digestive system, his bowel, and, you know, moving and pulling fat out of his tissue through his lymphatic system. And he'd have to have something to move it out, to keep sucking and cleansing it out. And what better than cabbage and beans to do that? They're like magnets.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it was amazing. Again, almost 3 pounds a day for 5 months.
It's awesome. That's totally, totally awesome. And so
tell everybody
that,
about your experience, though, real quick. They'd like to hear that.
Yeah, well, I've done the fast several times, and the first time I did it, I have to say I was scared to death because I love food. You know, I mean, I'm one of those people, you know, from a Southern family in Texas where every social occasion is centered around food, and every, you know, good thing you do, there's food, and when you get in trouble, you take food away. You know, so food was sort of like the center of my universe, and so I was scared to death that I was committing to not eat for 10 days, I believe it was, the first time I did it. And I did it. And as I got into it, you know, day one is great. You know,
Didn't you go 10 hours once without food when you overslept?
Before, yeah. So anyway, you know, you're scared the first
time. No, was that mean? I don't. No, no. Amy's thin and beautiful, but the girl loves her food, though.
So anyway, the moral of my story is you're pumped up the first day, but by the end of the first day, and when the second day comes around, you know, you're getting a little scared again, and but I was able to overcome that fear, and I went the whole 10 days, and that time I lost 14 or 15 pounds. I don't know what it was exactly at the time, but I was really proud of myself, not so much for the weight loss, but for the accomplishment of doing it. And then this past January, at the beginning of the year, I went like 22 or 24 days. I went up until my daughter had a special event, and so we again, you know, being from that Southern hospitality, something happened and there was a social occasion and a reason to eat. But I went like 22, 23 days. It was great. Again, it was an amazing. That time I was mentally prepared for it. I had set things up. I knew what to expect. And
you had a memory, you know?
I had a memory of what it was. I wasn't scared anymore because I knew. And, you know, once you get in to about 7 days and you're really set and you're really locked in, you're really almost to a euphoric point. Someone asked me the other day, like, what's it like? I'm like, the 15th day without food. I said, it's really amazing, you know?
Imagine
and
thinking as clear, that time when you were thinking really clear for 10 minutes, imagine that all day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you're in a zone, you know, like you hear athletes talk about when they're in the zone and they just feel the ball coming right straight to them.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that all the time. And the one thing, you know, just being honest about it, is you do start to get a little bored. So my advice to people is you just have to find things to do, because if you're a person that eats out of boredom, that becomes your biggest struggle. Honestly, you feel great.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's just really amazing. And then my most recent experience with it is I did kind of a modified fasting. Like, I fasted during the day and I ate like a really sensible dinner at night. And I did that between Thanksgiving, and I went and visited my parents. We had an early Christmas, so I did it about 10 days, and it was awesome. And so part of the reason I did that was to identify again back kind of with that fear, you know, that, oh, you know, sometimes you're just not in the right mindset, or I have two small children, and so you're preparing food for them, and you want to spend time with them, like at the dinner table and stuff like that. And so I thought, well, I'm really not in the mental, you know, frame of mind for a full-on fast here with the holidays coming and stuff, but the modified version worked great for me, you know. And so that's what we want to convey here, is that you tailor it to yourself. You know,
I want to convey is that you had amazing results that were equal to when you did the fast without having a salad or steamed vegetables at night.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, during that like 10 or 12 days, I lost like 10 pounds. And I'm like, God,
yeah.
this is great. You know?
And last time I think you lost 12 or 14, but you didn't have it to lose this time. Last time you just had a baby.
Exactly. So, well, I did have it to lose, but
you know what I mean.
But it was, but yeah, it was great. And so it was really educational actually to all of us here to say, wow, you know, you're putting those foods in your body at a rather concentrated, you know, amount, not as concentrated as if you were full on fasting, but you're eating something sensical and the weight is falling off and you're still feeling really great, you know. So that's what I want to just convey to people is that if you're not ready to make that mental commitment, do the modified version for 5, 6, 7, 10 days. And then
and don't apologize for it.
And don't apologize. Exactly.
No, because this is the funniest thing, Amy. So we're having a support call, right, and Amy and me and others who will remain unnamed. And we're all talking about the fast, and everybody's sharing their results. And then Amy goes, and I've got a confession to make. I didn't stick strictly to the fast. I actually ate dinner each night, a sensible meal with my daughters, because they wondered why I wasn't eating, you know. And I still had amazing results. And it was just like, you know, like a 12-step meeting or something, because a couple people would step up, and they'd go, yes, well, I have to admit, my son had a, you know, bar mitzvah, and I had a piece of pizza, you know, one night, or, you know, it was hilarious, you know, and it was like, but I still had amazing results, you know, so we're all human, you know, and I don't want anybody to think that we want them to lock themselves in a cage and for it to be real scary, because, you know, if you absolutely, you know, feel like you want, you know, a bite of an apple or a couple of scoops of an avocado or some watermelon because you need something crunchy or sweet or fatty, do it. You know, I'm serious. It's better to have those 50 or 100 calories and to get back on the horse and know that, wow, you know, I mean, I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm not falling off the wagon. I'm gonna keep going forward, and that's all I wanted to say is there's no cheating. You know, this is you doing something great for yourself. And there are no, this isn't a dogma. We're only giving you guidelines. And they're amazing guidelines. The results are amazing. And you learning about your body, being in control of yourself, and not feeling guilt or anger, but feeling love and empowerment. That's what we're, this is what happens with the fast over and over, time and time again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we actually, because we learned that, we're rewriting the fasting guidelines and support materials to, you know, to talk about that.
To reflect what we've learned, yeah.
To reflect what we've learned, that you still can get amazing results with eating something sensible, you know, once a day. There's a couple different ways to vary it. And, you know, we encourage...
And even the rhythm of the fast has been modified. We've simplified it. We've made the rhythm easier to maintain. We've listened to the stories of the thousands of people who have done it, and it's evolving and getting better. You know, under the new version coming out in January, you'll be able to have three simple products, the Power Shake, the Master Aminos, and the Tart Cherry, or you could turn it into a fast and a cleanse and add the Herbal Fiber Cleanse and the Daily Fiber Blend, which is my favorite way to do it, by the way. And this makes it so much simpler. And then if you add a sensible meal in the middle of the day, you'll be so full you won't be able to eat anymore, I guarantee you.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we've got cool things coming. You know, we're really going to be focusing heavy on this January through March, but you know, some people are ready to go on December 31st on New Year's Eve. They're making their resolution and they're getting started. And so we've put some new, like as Dave mentioned, some new simplified packs together, and those will be becoming available soon. We'll listen or read your text messages, check your emails about some exciting announcements regarding some things we're doing, some promotions, some challenges, some things, really exciting things coming down the pipeline. And But it's all because these are amazing foods, and when you nourish your body, good things happen. And what is so cool about this is it's not some fad, weird crash diet that you got to go buy all this strange stuff that, you know, you take right now and you lose a few pounds and then, you know, a week later it all comes back. These products, the Power Shake, which is a green drink, the Master Amino and the Cherry, these are core products. When you're done doing your fasting, whether you're doing it the modified version or the full on, you can just continue taking these products. The packages will then turn into 30-day packs versus a 10-day transformation fast pack. So we've really tried to simplify things, because that's a question that keeps coming up over and over and over. Well, after I do the fast, well, then what do I do? And we tell people all the time, do the fast, you know, increase your intake of water, get your body on, you know, some type of homeostasis, bring in some balance into your body. That's what doing the fast is going to accomplish. It's going to kind of reset the balance in your body. And then once you've done that, other smaller issues, A, they may go away, or B, they'll reveal what they really are, you know, because just because your knee hurts might not be because you got a problem with your knee joint, you know, type of thing. And you get your body into a more balanced mode, you can really identify what's causing that ache or that pain or that ailment. So anyway, in a using a lot of words as I commonly do, I'm really excited about this. If you can't tell, I'm excited to go back on the challenge and to meet some personal goals that I've set for myself in the new year. And it's got really, really great things happening, and really it's an exciting time to be here at Purium. Uh-oh, did we lose Dave?
Hey, Amy, I lost you, but I had a question for you. A lot of people with back pain, they tell me that their back pain goes away when they, like, by the third or fourth day of the fast. Do you think you can explain to our audience why that happens?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be a couple of reasons. A lot of people have back pain because they're not eliminating properly.
Bingo.
You know, could be,
yes,
yeah.
All that impacted matter expands, puts pressure on the hip joints, on the hip bone, on the, you know, on L1 and L2, and you know what I mean. And then when you relieve that, those extra inches of compression and impaction, it relieves and your back can flex again. And that flexation is so important to fluids getting in and lubricating and circulating and stopping the inflammation. And once you've experienced that emptier feeling, you just can't pack yourself that way again. You feel it happening, and you don't let it happen. And that's an amazing thing about breaking your addiction to food, is you get in touch with, you know, you get back in touch with that, you know.
Absolutely. And the last thing that I'll add is just for people suffering with candida issues, and I definitely am one of them, you know, being on the fast is an amazing way to, you know, to combat that, you know, the Power Shake and being on, you know, that type of diet is a great way to let your body, you know, deal with the candida instead of just pouring, you know, our standard American diet with sugar and carbs, you know, into our body, which just feeds the candida. So it's a really wonderful cleansing time, and, you know, really restorative to the whole immune system and immune process in your body when you give your body a break from the standard American diet and give your body a break from the massive amounts of calories that we consume typically on a daily basis.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, it is the calories, all of that. The people think, oh well, you know, I eat bread, that isn't sugar. It absolutely is sugar. The bread is going to break down. It's not only sugar; it's sugar mixed with yeast. So, you know, that's how they make beer, you know, and and that type of fermentation that takes place in your body is not good for your body. And, you know, a lot of people, they sometimes feel dizzy. They sometimes feel, dingy. And, you know, that you could actually produce alcohol in your intestines. With sugar and enzymes and yeast, you know, it's all there. And if it's not moving, if it's just sitting there like a kettle because you're all backed up, then you create alcohol. And all of a sudden you can't think straight. And it's easier to become addicted to things as well. So fasting is an amazing way to cleanse and to get a new, fresh start. And so I think that's a great way for me to finish, is just to say, you know, it's a fresh start. And I'm in the desert. It's freezing. My throat is so dry.
Well, I also want to be respectful for your time and everyone else's time during this super busy holiday season. So I think that pretty much brings us to the end of our content tonight. And I want to thank you, Dave, for taking time out, pulling over on the side of the road there to do our call tonight. And again, I want to we've got really exciting things happening. We really appreciate everyone's enthusiasm and trust in Dave and I and the things that we are teaching and that we are promoting. And we really look forward to everyone experiencing the same things that we've experienced personally and that we're hearing others, you know, having such wonderful experiences. So stay tuned. Check your text, check your email to the exciting things that are happening. And since this is the last call of this year, I want to wish everybody a very merry and healthy, happy holiday season and a very safe new year.
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful year. I truly consider, Purium my family. And, that doesn't mean I bought you all a gift. But I do consider you all my family. My gift to you really is the greatest gift that anybody could ever offer, and that's my love, my caring, and my time. And I promise you that that's going to continue.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And again, have a very healthy and happy holiday season and new year, and we'll look very forward to talking to you the first week in January, and we're going to get this challenge and this fast thing kicked off in style.
Awesome. And to all of our Mayan friends, we'll see you on the other side.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye.